love when Sarah picks the music. She does an even better job than that she does of being a mic stand. The Francis Young Tang Teaching Museum and Art Gallery at Skidmore College opened in October of 2000. Since then, we have all been very, very lucky people. The Tang's designation as a teaching museum signals Skidmore's intent to make Tang exhibitions and museum use by students and faculty a significant aspect of the interdisciplinary undergraduate liberal arts education. Interdisciplinary undergraduate liberal arts education it offers. The Tang's programming includes artist dialogues, workshops, and lectures.
Ah, you know, there's always a lot going on at the Tang. For instance, in July, they opened the Dance Draw, an exhibition that explores how developments in the visual art and dance began and how they have shaped the art of today. It will be on display through December 30th.
Ian Berry is our good friend. He is the Associate Director for Curatorial Affairs and Curator at the Tang. As a lecturer in art history, Ian teaches the seminar course Inside the Museum, which serves as an introduction to the history, theory, and practice of the modern museum. Tang has been open as long as the roundtable has been on the air. Ian has been was one of our first guests, and we've grown up together, and it's a great pleasure to have you back on the program.
It's great to see you all, and great to have you in Saratoga.
So the question I've always wanted to know is, who exactly was Francis Young Tang?
Oh, Francis Young Tang was a beloved alum, and her family has many connections to Skidmore, and Oscar Tang gave the lead gift to help us build the building and named it in her honor, which we are very happy about.
It's a beautiful building. That's absolutely beautiful. Do you realize, for people who have not been there, it's a contemporary building. It's a architecturally a gorgeous building. Do you in what is it now? 12 years,
right? Yes, 12
years. Been able to fully figure out all of the uses of it? You know, certainly know the challenges, but the opportunities. I think
it's a fantastic building it's a fantastic building to play with, you know, and working with living artists, which we have become known for, I think, most at the museum is such a joy, because they see the building as a playground, and we have Antoine Predock, the architect, made for us a series of interconnected spaces where you can see different exhibitions and different projects from different corners. You can see outside, you can see the glorious grounds of Skidmore, so you can you feel close to nature and close to forms outside the building as you're inside looking at paintings and sculpture and dance performances and music. The building has absolutely supported that, but the idea that we would ever exhaust the possibilities of the building, I think, is very far off. With every new artist that walks through the door, we are taught something new about our building, and that's an exciting part of our jobs.
Now, Ian, you are a curator, of course, and curators, it seems to me, as a political scientist, looking at it that way, have tremendous amount of power. You're a powerful fellow, because you know, you can make the decisions as to who lives and who dies artistically in your venue. Is this power almost too awesome for you to handle?
I'm not sure we have that much power.
Yes, you do.
I'm not so sure, but we do make choices. And we do get to make choices, and we do get to program a space, and we do get to invite who we think we want to show to the public here, you know, what we're excited about. And I love that role. I love being out in the world and visiting with artists and seeing what's going on in the world and thinking about ideas and then putting those things together in the museum. To me, I try not to get too caught up in the power exchange, that kind of transaction, but more the sort of open exchange of ideas, which happens when we're always in the presence of artists
and
students.
Nicely said. Andy Warhol is alleged to have said, you know, art is anything you can get away with. Mm-hmm. Now, you guys deal with a lot of modern stuff. Mm-hmm. Do you ever put anything up on the walls and say, whoa, this is a little too much even for me?
No.
Why did I think you were going to say that?
Absolutely are interested in provocative things. We're interested in things that raise questions. I mean, we often say that the galleries of the Tang are filled with more questions than they are answers, which is a perfect place to teach from. It's a perfect place for art that's brand new and untested. We absolutely engage artists at a point where they're in the process of making something. And they may not be sure where they are in the state of finishing mm-hmm. something, but that we're very supportive and interested in their ideas and how they're going. So we are all engaged in making something new, and that's exciting.
Well, but if you threw excrement on the wall, let's face it.
Here we go.
No, but if you did that.
Here we go.
And it's been done, of course. I'm not telling you anything that hasn't been done. If you threw that on the wall.
That would raise some interesting questions.
Yes, and it would be provocative, right? Yes, exactly.
We would have something to teach about.
Yeah, Joseph, you had a question?
I do. Let me talk. You have a beautiful exhibition. It's called Dance Draw. And
yes, that.
And that's on display, and it strikes me that I mean, not to answer the question for you that Alan asked, but it seems to me, having worked with you for a long, long time, that you have such passion for the work that you do and the work that you curate that if you don't buy it, if you don't get it, if you aren't invested in it, then it's not something that you would want in the museum.
Well, another way to say it is that when we show, we don't always show contemporary art, but we were talking about very
new
contemporary.
Yeah.
But when we are showing very new contemporary art, as expert as I might be from my experience looking at things and being with artists and making exhibitions, we're all equally equipped to handle something that's strange and new. I think that one of the things we do at the Tang is to allow people to use their own vocabularies, use all their senses, and whether that's a student at Skidmore, somebody visiting from far away, a faculty member from the biology department who doesn't always look at sculpture, they're all invited to use their experiences, their vocabularies, their interests to decipher this thing that's brand new and may look very strange and unusual. Mm. And so I feel like I'm one of that group, and we are all sorting these new things out together.
And you're willing to run it up the flagpole and see if anybody salutes.
I'm excited to ask questions and hear what the answers come back as.
How does this fit into that mission, Dance Draw?
Dance Draw is a fantastic show. It comes to us from the ICA Boston, a fantastic museum there.
And ICA is
Institute of Contemporary Art.
That is one of the most beautiful museums I've ever seen.
It's a great space.
An incredible space right on the water. And is absolutely delightful.
Yeah, and they their curator there put this idea together where she would connect dancing and drawing, two of the oldest activities in human history. So in this show, dancers draw and visual artists dance. And it starts with a fantastic group of sort of iconic works from the 60s by choreographers and dancers like Tricia Brown and William Forsyth and Yvonne Rainer. Tricia Brown and Yvonne Rainer were making amazing boundary-breaking works where they were dancing outside in different venues, using different kinds of dancers, different kinds of activities to constitute a dance. And they were very involved with a circle of visual artists at the time. And the Dance Draw connects that time and to a moment that we're experiencing now where artists are experimenting with performance. So we have people like Janine Antoni and David Hammonds and Amy Sillman, very very well-known names to sort of the modern art scene. Brilliant works of theirs. Janine Antoni's very famous piece where she dipped her hair in dye and coated the entire floor of a gallery in this and slowly moving the audience closer and farther and farther. This is filmed, and you can see the...
So you could go any time to see this whole thing.
You can see the document of this in the galleries at the Tang right now.
Is it ever live? Where the
she did it.
No, I mean for you. For you.
I wasn't there.
No,
so
no, no. I think you don't take the point here. I mean, my question respectfully is, do you have anybody ever perform live and have somebody draw?
Yes, and there will be Liz Collins is a really exciting performance that's happening in October at the Tang, where she will be, she and five others will be knitting on knitting machines, creating these hundreds of feet long strands of knitting that will create a live drawing being made in the space of the Tang. You can see the elements of that set up now in the atrium, and you can come back in October and see it happen.
The show goes through the end, what did I say?
End of December.
We have the end of the year.
Absolutely. You have all fall to come visit.
What else?
But summer is fantastic at the Tang.
It's a perfect time. And then once the students come back, do things change?
We get even more exciting.
Excellent. To learn more about all of the exciting things at the Tang Teaching Museum and Art Gallery at Skidmore College, visit tang.skidmore.edu. Tang.skidmore.edu. Tonight, their Upbeat on the Roof Summer Concert Series presents the Brian Patnode Quartet. Does that sound right to you? Am I pronouncing that correct?
I think tonight is Brian Patnode, and it's every Friday at 7 p.m. throughout August on the roof.
Ian Berry, I thank you very much for coming over and visiting with us. It's always a pleasure to have you here.
Great to talk with you.
Thank you. You're listening to the Roundtable's live SPAC broadcast on WAMC.